As we're finishing up harvest, there are several other field operations that are already kicking into gear for next year's crop. One of those includes anhydrous applications. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the Key State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, fall anhydrous applications have an appeal to many producers. We are spreading out that workload to allow for a better focus on spraying and planting come the spring. And for farmers who are strip tilling with anhydrous, it allows that tilled portion of the field to warm up a little quicker in the spring and fertilizer to already be there and ready to go when they're ready to plant. One thing that we talk about when thinking about anhydrous applications in the fall is the soil temperature. By delaying application until cold weather, most of the nitrogen that's applied can enter winter as ammonium, and the overwinter losses of the applied nitrogen will be pretty minimal. So why is this the case? When anhydrous ammonia is applied to the soil, a large portion of the ammonia is converted to ammonium, or NH4+, and this is important because the ammonium has a positive charge. See, the NH4+ means a positive charge, and the clay and organic particles in the soil have a negative charge. That ammonium, nitrogen, and soil particles cling together, just like the magnets that you used to play with as a kid. So as long as that nitrogen remains in the ammonium, or positively charged form, it can be retained in those areas that it was applied to in the soil and does not readily move in most soils except for some sandy soil. Therefore, leaching is not as much of a concern. Now, if the soil temperature is warmer, the ammonium, or positively charged form of nitrogen, is converted to nitrate, a negatively charged form of nitrogen. This conversion is done by soil microbes and is really strongly influenced by the soil temperature. The higher the temperature, the quicker that conversion will occur. This is important because if the nitrogen is in the negatively charged form and the clay and organic matter is also negatively charged, the nitrogen and soil will not cling to each other, and the nitrogen is more liable to move downward or leach into the soil into the lower root zone. When we say to wait to apply anhydrous until colder weather to minimize losses, what does that really mean? Well, traditionally, producers should wait until the soil temperatures are less than 50 degrees at a 4-inch depth before applying anhydrous ammonia in the fall or early winter. That change to the negatively charged form of nitrogen does not cease below 50 degrees, but rather the soils will likely become cold enough to limit that process. The soil temperatures for our area at that 4-inch depth have ranged from 31 to 54 degrees over the last 7 days. The average soil temperatures for that time period has been for Cheyenne County, 42 degrees, Sherman County, 48 degrees, and Wallace County at 43 degrees. So you can see our soil temperatures are on average lower than that 50 degree temperature threshold and will help minimize our potential losses from nitrate leaching. If you have any questions about applying anhydrous and soil temperatures, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. I also have a recent newsletter article about anhydrous applications in the fall posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.